Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Great.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hey, he had 78 yards on the ground. He had 7 catches for 35 yards in the air. And so Chase Brown, over 100 yards of offense, he sort of had his way with this defense.
Yeah, we're sort of simpatico here. I mean, I think some D tackle's going to have to stand up here and be a thing, like, you know, with some level of consistency, like 2 weeks in a row, like 3 out of every 5 weeks, because the assignments are going to get more and more substantial. And, I mean, Chase Brown averaged, 5 yards a carry? They decided they're going to throw like crazy, and once you throw 32 times in the first half, you're probably going to end up throwing at least 50 in the game. He dropped back 49 times. I think you'll see much more Chase Brown probably the second time. But we've talked so much about the edge, but the interior of this D-line is still very problematic for me. And again, like, Jones has some nice moments, but I think it's an accident waiting to happen. And when a running back touches the ball 27, 28, 30 times against them, it's going to happen. The weather's changing. I think they're in a world of trouble.
Number 5.
They did a pretty good job against Joe Burrow when they blitzed, but why didn't you do it more? 7 blitzes on 49 dropbacks when your regular, air quotes, pass rush is doing absolutely nothing to him. Just strikes me as odd. He was only 2 of 7 for 43 yards against the blitz. He did have the big touchdown pass to Yoshi Voss, and he converted a screen for 14 yards on a 3rd and 7. But they did sack him. They pressured him. But I kind of thought we'd see more. And then you lose a starting corner along the way. I'm like, well, okay. At this point, Ja'Marr Chase can pretty much beat whoever he wants, So you're going to try to get after Joe Burrow here, right? Because it seems like when you bring numbers, you're doing pretty well. I was a little baffled why they didn't do it more, but you're gonna have to be willing to do it more.
You mentioned Ja'Marr Chase, and that's my 5. He had 7 for $110, but if Joe Burrow was himself in the first half, it could have been a heck of a lot worse. They had no answers for him in the second half.
Number 4.
I think it's fair to mention that the bend but don't break didn't break in the first half. And they held them to 4 field goals in the first half and had the goal line stand after Lamar's fumble at the 2-yard line. So at least for a half, the defense did their part.
My 4 is Owuzie now is one of the most important players on this team, without a doubt. I think he's been their most consistent corner. He was the only one of them all who, to me, really looked up for the fight against Ja'Marr Chase. Marlon looks pretty cooked to me, and the one-arm pin thing is not working. Wiggins is now hurt. I don't think they love their kid corners the way they sell. Whisper to the media, they love their kid corners. And I know it was a revenge spot for Owuzie, but I think he's playing really well. And I think he's their best corner right now, and it's not close. And, boy, they better hope he stays healthy.
Yeah, I'll go with Jason. That's probably the best move of the offseason by Eric DaCosta.
Yeah.
Owuzie, and injuries have plagued him in recent years, but luckily he's only missed a game or two this year. But he's been really, really big for them.
6-pack of defensive observations, and Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number 3.
The levy broke a little bit in the second half, but their red zone defense has still been phenomenal. And Joe Burrow, rusty or not, to be one of nine passing in the red zone in the first half, and for them to be gifted the field position they have, and it's one of the best red zone passers since he entered the league, and for them to hold them down as long as they did. Now you could tell me, well, second half is a little different story. And they start scoring explosive touchdowns, so who needs the red zone? And there's definitely reason for concern with this defense, but they have continued to make life difficult for people when the field gets condensed. And boy, they're going to really have to keep that up, because there's not a whole lot else about this team right now that seems real, but that's pretty real.
You mentioned Awuzie. I'll go with the other corner at three. And for his part, Harv's meeting with the media right now says Nate Wiggins is day-to-day. He did not look good when he left the game. I thought Nate Wiggins has been playing some really good football. If they're missing him for a significant amount of time, I don't know if it's going to hurt against Pittsburgh, but it's going to hurt against real quarterbacks, because it's Awuzie and then a bunch of guys. Because as Jason said, I'm not seeing much positive out of Marlon Humphrey.
Seeing Joe Burrow again the next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Number two.
The defense couldn't get off the field in the third quarter. The Bengals were five for their first five on third downs, and they had opportunities. There were a few third and longs in there, like third and eight, third and nine. They could not get stops, and that's when, I guess, muscle memory with Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase basically going back to their time at LSU, they just kept gouging them on third downs, and the Ravens' defense, eventually the levy broke.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Look, real quarterbacks are going to shred them, and this is more evidence of it. So they faced, by my count, we're counting regular starters, not a guy like Flacco, who's not a starting quarterback in this league, but was pretending to be one with Cleveland and then was one while Joe Burrow was hurt. But you look at playoff caliber starting quarterbacks that they faced: Burrow, Stafford, Allen, Mahomes, Goff, and Stroud, guys who've won playoff games. When they face them, 110.7 passer rating, 14 touchdowns to no picks, 255 yards per game, 67% completions, just five sacks, a pressure rate of 26%. That ain't going to cut it. And guess what? They've got a bunch of them coming up who either check that box, mm-hmm. like Jordan Love or Joe Burrow again, or guys who may start checking that box like Drake May.
They do get Rodgers twice.
Defense isn't built to stop those guys. And the bottom line is it really, really hasn't been.
Number one.
Fake-ass pass rush will only take you so far. I prefer my pass rush in the form of actual players who can do it themselves. Not scheme and try-hard guys and whatever. Again, a guy on one leg with a thing in his foot in his cleat to help his toe, who hasn't played in 2 months, and I know he's great, but he wasn't himself, and he dropped back 49 times, and you put him on his ass once. Like, stop. You had another game with a pathetic pressure rate. Stop. Van Noy, Mike Green, they ain't doing much. Like, they're good for one or two flashes a game. Draymond Jones is a guy. He's a guy. and a collection of guys. There's nothing remotely special about their D-line. It's pretty pathetic, actually. You don't get Dylan Gabriel every week. You don't get Justin Fields / Tyrod every week. That's abject failure. That's abject failure, and I thought it would be abject failure. You're not winning against playoff quarterbacks without NFL legitimate pass rushers. They don't employ them. Ajabo, a healthy scratch on a night they're throwing 50 times, tells you everything you need to know about how the Ravens evaluate pass rushers. Adafe Owe is the best pass rusher who's been on their roster this year, and they gave him away for a safety who knows how to keep people aligned but can't really tackle and doesn't really make plays.
We're sort of simpatico. The lack of pass rush allowed Joe Burrow to get comfortable after not looking like himself in the first half. And you saw what happened in the second half. They scored 20 second half points, and this game got out of control.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
Yeah, you guys are similar in the top three. But the 5 for 5 on third down, you can look at each of them. And it's just Burrow had all day during those times. And you mentioned the touchdown to Yoshivash, where you sent the blitz. They picked up the blitz really, really well. And when you got Roquan Smith running with a slot wide receiver, you're going to love that matchup every single time.
Coming up next, we want to hear from the
Joseph
people.
Joseph Asai outplayed any pass rusher the Ravens employed by a country mile.
He played his rear end off.
Did a great
night.
Game.
410-583-1057. What do you think about what you saw Thursday night, about what you expect to see the rest of the season? Ravens 6-6, tied for first place in the AFC North. Are you feeling any reason for optimism about this football team other than the fact that they're in a dreadful division? What'd you think of Thursday night? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.